Ah, it's you. Come in, young man. No, my daughter is running a bit late. She's still in the shower.
You're welcome to take a seat.
Hey, I didn't say you could put your shoes on the furniture. Can I get you a drink? Non-alcoholic, of course. I don't keep any liquor in the house. No? Okay. Actually, I'm glad that we get to have a few moments with just the two of us.
We really do need to talk, and I'm sure that's no surprise. You know I don't approve of you. To put it quite bluntly, I consider you a bad influence on my daughter.
You're not very good at looking innocent.
No. I know your kind very well. The bad boy, mysterious, masculine, and devilishly good-looking. Able to spin the head of a poor, innocent girl who doesn't have the experience to know any better. The sort who makes all kinds of fanciful promises until he gets what he wants, and then he's just gone in a flash. And I think I know what you want.
Tell me, just what are your intentions toward her?
Treat her to a good time? You can't even keep yourself from smirking, can you?
I'm not opposed to her going out and having fun, you understand. It's just who she has it with, that's the problem.
Because you're planning to seduce my daughter and have sex with her.
Oh? Does it surprise you that I know what sex is? Despite what she may have made jokes about, I know men can be absolute beasts. Of course, you don't think that anything I'm saying matters, which is why you've got that cocky smirk on your face. You think that you're just going to nod and smile until I get out of your hair, and then you'll tell my daughter what a stick in the mud her mother is. How I don't want her to have any fun. The sort of fun that you're happy to show her. And, of course, talking to her does little good. She's still being controlled by her hormones. So certain that she can't make any mistakes or do anything she'll regret later. And I'm afraid that she doesn't appreciate all the lengths I go to protect her. She sees me as being puritanical, controlling, a spoilsport, and I can't push the issue without alienating her. But that doesn't mean I'm helpless, of course.
Oh, no. You stay seated. You don't need to move. I'm coming over to you.
I know how I can make sure my daughter has a good time tonight, and also make sure you don't take advantage of her trust and her innocence. I'm going to drain you.
What do you think I mean?
I'm going to take your cum, young man. I'm going to empty those balls so much that you'll be quite unable to get an erection tonight. Let me just flip that belt open, reach in, and... Oh, my word! You're already getting hard. I can feel it through your boxers. Were you already imagining what you would do with my daughter? Or are you such a bad boy that you were getting aroused looking at her mother? You're a pervert, aren't you? Absolute one-track mind. I mean, you're getting aroused looking at me. Even though this dress is perfectly modest, high neckline, sensible skirt. Of course, it does have trouble concealing my curves, but so does every outfit I have. It's just the way I am.
I don't flaunt my figure, but sometimes there's only so much even the most modest outfit can do. You're tensing up. Are you looking at the stairs? Oh no, eyes on me. She won't be down for a while. Let's just stroke that cock through the cotton. Get you fully aroused. Oh, such a quick reaction. My word. Just look at that thing. Straining through your underwear. It's positively obscene. You really were looking for trouble tonight, weren't you? Dear me. Such a typical man. No self-control. I think I need to bring this thing out in the open. Oh, would you look at this thing? Hard, throbbing, and I haven't touched you properly yet. Now, I want to be clear that I take no pleasure in doing this whatsoever. This is entirely for the sake of my daughter. In doing what? Doing this. Ooh. It's so hot in my hand. And if I squeeze just a little bit... Well, you seem to be paying much more attention to me now, don't you? How about if I squeeze? Just pull my fingers up to the tip and down to the base. Nice and slow. And again, and again. Oh, yes, those balls do feel quite heavy. No doubt that load was meant for my daughter, but not anymore. Oh, you are making quite a bit of noise. Do you like it like that? Do you like it slow? Or maybe you'd like it if I sped up a little. Just work that cock. Pump it up and down. I can feel my hand getting a little sticky. You really have no self-control when a woman's touching you, do you? Okay, let's stop. Because I don't want you shooting your load all over my nice clean couch, that's why. And I need to get you nice and worked up. I said I was going to drain you, and I need to get you more ready than this. I want those balls thoroughly emptied. Pass me that cushion. Oh, no, not that one. That's one of my nice cushions. That one. Mm-hmm. Just slip it under my knees. Now then, do you like it when girls kneel down before you and suck your cock? Were you planning to have my daughter do that? Oh, no end to your depravity. I can see I'll just have to. Just run my tongue up the underside. Lick the head. I need to know what I'm dealing with, so suck on these balls. And finally, take this cock into my mouth. Just as well. I'm glad I got here when I did. My daughter could never have handled this. You really want me to go faster, don't you? Judging by how your hips are twitching. And how you're staring at the side of your cock vanishing between my lips. And just think, my daughter's right above us, washing herself. You just don't care, do you? You probably forgot she was even here. You're so predictable. Oh, did I leave a lipstick ring around your cock? Well, that'll make you think twice before letting my daughter see it. Now, I really need to finish you off, don't I? It's a pity I'm going to have to be this vulgar, but I'm a good mother, and I'll stop at nothing to make sure my daughter is safe from men like you. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting my breasts out. I hope you're happy with yourself, forcing me to do this. I can hardly help it if my figure is quite voluptuous. I've seen you sneaking glances at me before. You wouldn't be the first man to do so. I know you're all just after one thing. Now you're making me put that hard, hot cock between my big, soft breasts, pressing them together so that it's just the tip peeking out and just starting to lift and drop them. Oh, yes. That feels so good. I mean, that feels like you're enjoying it. You like the sight of my big tits just bouncing and shaking as you fuck them? You're bucking your hips. Thrusting up into my cleavage. You've just got no self-control whatsoever. You're going to shoot your load, aren't you? Right between the big tits of your girlfriend's mother. Even though you can't stand me. You'd better hurry. I think she just turned the shower off. Would it make you come quicker if I sucked on the tip? Of course it would. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Give it to me, baby. I can feel how bad you want it. Give me your cum. Give me all of your cum. I'm not letting you keep any for her. Don't fight it. Give it to me. Yes. Yes, yes. Oh, come. Come on. Come. Shoot it out. That's it. That's it. Oh, yes. I can feel it twitching. Oh, here it comes. Oh. That's it. Oh, don't hold back. Shoot that hot cum over my big tits. Oh, yeah, that's right. My neck. My chin. Oh, you even got a little bit in my mouth. Just look at that. You covered me and making my tits so sticky. And look at that cock just wilting. Quite harmless now. I think my work here is done. Just let me put my dress back in place. Oh, hurry up and zip yourself up, young man. Make an effort. Oh, hello, darling. No, he doesn't mind that you're late, do you? We were just having a friendly conversation, enjoying each other's company, clearing the air a little. No, really. You just looked surprised, that's all. Well, have a wonderful date together. Warn you? Darling, why would I do that? I'm completely certain he'll be a good boy. No funny business. I trust him.